Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
303 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday. Yes, indeed it is. Congratulations. We have made it. Self-high fives all the way around. There's some new jobs numbers that are out. Oh, don't worry. You didn't get a job, and you'll be like most of us. You didn't get a pay raise, and you're not. And I mean, just is what it is. The economy is tanking as we speak all around us. And these new jobs numbers will indicate that it's not in any danger of getting better anytime soon. It's the election. Look, I know people getting tired of, well, we have 60 days, 50. I don't know what we have left. But I'm just telling you, we got to pay attention. You get the opportunity to vote, you vote. You see what's going on. I have to trust our not ready for primetime vice president when she says my values haven't changed. I know they still stink. They stank then. They stink now. They'll stink in the future. I got it. You know, you are who you are. You believe what you believe. And I just want to make sure you don't get any closer to the Oval Office in the future than a guided tour, because it is just dangerous stuff. So our good friend, Dr. Dave Brad, is going to be with us about a half hour from now. And we will, in fact, be talking about what's really going on with the job numbers and these unemployment numbers and the rest of it. Joe Moreno, smartest lawyer on God's green earth, is going to be here at 4:03, because there's all sorts of developments with President Trump. That goofball judge up in New York, I guess, realized, I just don't want to really honestly be on the wrong side going forward, has delayed the sentencing in that nonsensical case in New York. So that's good. It's a good thing. So we've got all sorts of stuff that we have to address that we'll look at. I will tell you that there's a nice event coming up. You've heard of it before, I know, Politics and Pints. It's fantastic. It's back October the 16th. We're doing it at the Beacon Theater in Hopewell again. And the only way you can get tickets is to go to WRVA.com, WRVA.com. If you've never been to a Politics and Pints, let me tell you what you're missing. You're missing fun. You're missing more fun. Oh, and you're missing beer. So it's really, really a nice get-together, a bunch of us. I don't know what the Beacon holds, 700 people, something like that. And we sell it out each and every time, and it's been there a couple of times. I don't know where we'll do it next time, but that's where we're doing it right now. It's a beautiful theater, classic theater in Hopewell. And it's me, it's John Reed, it's Gutman. Brian Kilmeade from Fox is coming in. Dana Lash, who you hear between noon and 3, she's going to be here for this one. And again, limited supply of tickets. There's always a limited supply, and it always sells out. And everybody's like, well, I'm just going to wait. I'll get my tickets later. Please don't do that. And it's, how do I say this and not sound like a jerk? I can't, so I'll just sound like a jerk. I can't lose any sleep if you didn't get your tickets. I'm not going to feel that bad simply because I'm going to be there. I'm like one of the stars. I don't have any choice. I got to be there. But I really don't want you to miss out. And people say, well, I'll buy them at the door. We don't sell them at the door. Maybe in some alternate universe like Earth, I don't know, 369, they sell them at the door. Here, we don't sell them at the door. So you do want to go. I'm not asking you. I'm telling you. You do want to go. A chance to be up close and personal with me and John Reed and Dana Lash and Brian Kilmeade. It will be great, great fun. It's always spirited in more ways than one, because there's beer involved, thanks to Michelob Ultra. So would you like to go? No, I'm not giving you tickets either. You got to go online, WRVA.com. I would go now, because they're just flying out the door. We started this morning, right? And we've already sold a boatload of them, and it'll be a sellout again. So that's what I'm going to tell you about that, okay? I will probably annoy you and remind you about it every once in a while, just because I don't want you to miss out. The other thing that happens on Fridays, well, you know, there are a couple of things that happen on Fridays. As you know, number one, I wear red, R-E-D, Remember Everyone Deployed, started by a couple of Marine moms a few years back, just for each of us to take a moment and remember the amazing men and women who are serving somewhere as we speak, and they're not at home. Remember everyone deployed. How do we do that? Well, you wear red. I am wearing a red T-shirt today. I am also, because I don't ever want to miss out on Red Friday, R.E.D., remember everyone deployed. I have one of my many bracelets from my dear friend Emily Morrissey. You know Emily from emilysbracelets.com. These are like my emergency bracelets. The red ones, seriously, I have two of them. I have a glass one and I have the plastic beaded one. This way, in the event that the laundry fairy inside my house has not placed a red garment in place, you know, because it happens, I can always slip on one of Emily's beautiful red bracelets, and I am still firmly, totally ready to go for R.E.D. Remember, everyone deployed. And, oh, you know what else it is? Yeah, I put on my Peppa Pig hat because, frankly, nothing says we're heading into the weekend like a little dose of Peppa Pig. You should know this event that's coming up for Cat Simons, in memory of Cat Simons, is something, if you have the opportunity, I would urge you to go to it. Cat was a dear friend, as you know, and we lost her. I mean, I don't want to get into every single solitary detail, but every time I think about it, I think, oh my God, she's such a sweetheart. Not a mean bone in her body. Gave so much to the Central Virginia community throughout the years. And there's a free musical celebration. It's coming up at Westchester Commons on Sunday, this Sunday, September the 8th. All right. Deborah Willis is the president of a group called the Friends of Cat Simons Foundation. Says that foundation was actually created to carry on Cat's legacy, what she's done for the community over the last 25 years. And you know that Cat, anytime you ask Cat Simons if she could help in some way for any community event, for any group, she was there. So this organization, the Friends of Cat Simons Foundation, say they will be carrying on that legacy. So I think that's great. This Sunday, September the 8th, from 3 until 8 in the evening, down there at Westchester Commons, there's going to be live music. There's going to be food. There's going to be live music. And there's going to be food. Oh, and there's going to be animals. There will be the opportunity to adopt an animal or two. So that is pretty cool stuff. So I'm going to post that. I'll make sure it's up on all of my social media so that if you're looking for the details, you can find it pretty easily. Let me tell you about these jobs numbers as I understand them. And, of course, Dr. Dave Bratt's going to be along, it's about 20 minutes from now, to really, really examine them. But the way that it is being covered says this, and I'll just read what was written here. U.S. job growth was significantly weaker than expected in August, and job growth in prior months was revised down, suggesting... yeah, the labor market is even weaker than it looks. I'll tell you what. To be actually weaker than it looks is saying something, because it looks really, really bad. Yeah. It's just... I don't know what to say. Honest to goodness, I sit here and I am a professional talk radio personality. That's what I do. And I've done it for a long time. But honest to goodness, I am at a loss for words. Economists on all sides, left, right, center, up, down, the Adam Smith guys, John Maynard Keynes guys, I think we're all winding up being F.A. Hayek guys, but everybody said, oh, you're going to get 160,000 jobs created in August. Well, it didn't happen. It was less, 142,000 jobs instead of 160,000 jobs, and you and I might be thinking the same thing, like, well, that's not really all that far off, is it? Well, when you add in some of the other months, yeah, it's really bad. The prior month's job estimate, instead of the 114,000 we were told were created in July, it was actually 89,000. and the June figure was revised down by 60.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Thousand. Wow. Wow. What's going on? I don't know. I'm not an economist, but I can tell you this. I can tell you that your paycheck, whatever it is going a lot less, getting a lot less than it did a couple of years back. I can tell you that everything that you are purchasing at the supermarket, everything that you would like to buy, either from a brick-and-mortar store or an online store, it's more expensive. I mean, it is simply that simple, isn't it? It's not that complicated. It really isn't. It is not that complicated. Inflation has gone through the roof. And if you don't understand that, then you haven't gone to a store to try and buy something. Inflation is making it more and more and more difficult for every single one of us to live. I'd love to tell you that there is a magic solution. There isn't. There is a solution. And that is the election coming up. And that is saying, okay, there's one person who's running who understands business and money and creating jobs and seeing wages increase, seeing people able to get a piece of the pie, being able to live the American dream. And then there's someone else running who, frankly, wants to make America Venezuela again. I don't think it's a difficult choice. I really don't. But I think it's an important choice. In fact, I know it's an important choice. You can vote for joy. And before you do that, could you tell me what that means exactly? Because I don't know. Or you could vote for somebody who has a 4-year record of actually creating jobs and helping everybody in America. Low unemployment. I mean, it's such a stark contrast. Or you can vote for this nebulous idea of joy with somebody who was so afraid, apparently, of her own beliefs, she won't talk to anybody. Yeah, choice is yours, right? Oh, we've also got, I can't believe this. We're just loaded today. We've got 4 packs of tickets for the Apple and Cider Bluegrass Festival. It's coming up at Hanover Vegetable Farm. September the 21st and September the 22nd. If you would like to go, I'll tell you what we're going to do, Germ. We have 3 sets of these. I understand it. Let's do one each and every hour. And in fact, I want to do one as soon as we return. Like 4 or 5 minutes from now, 3:20-ish. I'll give you the first chance to get a family 4-pack of tickets for the Apple and Cider Bluegrass Festival at the Hanover Vegetable Farm. Also includes an opportunity for you to pick 3 pounds of apples all on your own and then take them home. How cool is that? 3:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.